this, and I would read these books. And I studied Sakifa, Ashur, Karbala, five schools of thought, four schools within Sunni Islam, and the Jafari school, and many other things also. But one of the last things I asked him, I said, how is it possible for you to have Sunni scholars and Shia scholars that disagree with each other? And it could be to the extent to where if I'm Shia and you're Sunni and I'm more knowledgeable than you, I'll always win in the debate, and vice versa. If I'm Sunni and you're Shia and I'm more knowledgeable than you, then I'll always win in the debate, and vice versa. And he brought me this book called Peshawar Nights. And when I read this book, Peshawar Nights, it's a few Sunni scholars debating one Shia scholar. And what was interesting to me is that the Shia scholar will only utilize Sunni sources, Sunni books, hadith. And he states them in your book on this page, in this paragraph, it states this, that, thus, and so. And many of them would be unaware of some of the things in their own book, and they would take breaks and go investigate it, come back, and repeatedly would tell them, you're right, you're right, you're right. So this is something that was interesting to me. And then I read other books, a lot of them by Tijani, and then I was guided, asked those who know, the real followers of the Sunnah, and so forth, and many, many Sunni Shia dialogues. And, I ended up becoming Shia. Now, when I became Shia, I got a lot of letters from imams and sheikhs expressing their disappointment. And many of them would say, how is it possible that you could have became Shia when many of us left the Nation of Islam, or many of us embraced Orthodox Islam through your grandfather, mashallah. And I always explain the history of Musa with Pharaoh, and when Musa with Pharaoh, and when Moses brought the message to Pharaoh and his people rejected that message. And they said to him, to Musa, peace be upon him, how can we accept what you bring us when we practice what our parents practiced and their parents and all of our ancestors? We practice what all of our ancestors practiced, so why should we embrace or accept what you bring us? And they rejected the message of Musa. And, you know, we all know what their fate was. You know, they're in the hellfire. So I said this to say that we can't ever really embrace something or continue to be something just because it's what our parents were or because it's what the majority of the people around us are. It's the duty, you know, especially for the Muslims, you know, it's the duty for every Muslim man and woman to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave and as far as China. Though unfortunately today, many people have a disposition towards real research. And let me also say this. In the Quran, Allah states, I made nations and tribes so that you may get to know one another. And it also states, woe to those who break themselves off into sex and only party and rejoice with those of which they consider their own. And so if you have these brothers over here, you know, we're Shia and everything else is better, you know, that's no good. Or we're Sunni and we don't associate with the Shia. No, this is no good. Or we're Christian and everybody else is wrong. You know, these things are no good. You know, we all should be wrong. Meet up with common points of interest. One of the things I often say is that, you know, I'm not trying to wear your t-shirt and you don't have to try to wear my t-shirt, but it's important that we're able to meet up on common points of interest. If we know that we all agree on issues of police brutality or whatever issue may be, if we know that we have these things in common, then these are the things that we should focus on, our common points of interest. And, you know, in Islam, we all have at least five main points, you know, that can distinguish us as being Muslim. You know, we say there's no God but God, he has no partners, and that Muhammad is the messenger, the last, the seal of the prophets. We pray at least five times a day. We give charity. We fast during the month of Ramadan. And we have the sincere intention to make Hajj, pilgrimage to Mecca, at least once in our lifetime, you know, if we're physically or financially able to do so. Now, the way we go about practicing these points may differ, but the fact